Perfect Podcast. Welcome to the Almost Perfect Podcast. Celebration of very fucking little at the moment. I'm Bob Perfect. I'm your host. You already knew that. And yeah, man. It's not Yemen, but yeah, man. It's obviously a dark fucking week for many, many people for many different reasons. Mostly, obviously, I think the Israel and Palestine war, well, Israel's war on Palestine, it's definitely not exactly a, you know, two-way fight there. But I guess I'll get into that a little bit just now. Yeah, can't wait to hear what fucking Bob Perfect has to say about Israel-Palestine. But I don't know, maybe I do have something to say. Maybe I have something you need to hear. Maybe not. Maybe I'll just be saying the exact same things you're thinking and feeling and stuff. Or maybe you'll just be like, fuck that, or he doesn't understand. Fuck all. We'll see in just a little bit, so stay tuned for that. But yeah, other than that, like, I don't know, I've been in a weird headspace, obviously because of that, but also just, like, this week, with the whole, like, World Mental Health Day thing, I'm sure you saw it on your timeline and that, like, I don't know, man, that shit really actually bugs me, like, because so much of this, like, shit that's, like, people creating content around it, you know, like, I see comedians, people who I'm friends with, people who I like, people who I generally respect, posting fucking bullshit, man. Just fucking empty platitudes. Just fucking, you know, talk to your friends, bro. Talk to your friends, bro. But, like, you know, no one ever really does. Like, I mean, I guess people, like, times, it depends on the times and whatever. But, you know, a lot of the times when you are at your loneliest, where you are, for myself at least, you know, suicidal and shit like that, and I ain't talking to nobody, and even if you ask me how I'm doing, I'll probably tell you I'm good, bro. Like, that's not how this shit fucking works. And I think, yeah, just people posting shit online for clout and posting shit online, like, just, I don't know, maybe other people get value out of it, but to me, like, it just comes across as incredibly vapid, and it comes across as people, like, brand building through mental health, you know? Like, I feel like other people might be able to see that too, that the whole, like, mental health thing, like, is a brand for some people. And I don't know, man, I don't know how much work people are doing in reality. I don't know how much work people need in reality, you know? Like, I also don't know how much, like, that's the thing, I don't really know other people's fucking stories and shit like that, but I know mine, and I know, like, I've had suicidal ideations since I was a teenager, and that's a thing that, like, I don't necessarily know how to tell other people to fucking deal with. So it's not necessarily, you know, like, a thing that, like, I share that much. I think, I mean, I've shared it a few times, I guess, but I am someone who for a very long time has understood that, like, I probably will die by my own hand. Like, if it's not by, you know, getting hit by a car or some shit like that. Like, as I've gotten older, it's more of a comforting thing that, hey, like, you know, if I get old and sick and, you know, want to tap out, I can, because I've seen, yeah, up close and personal what dying of fucking cancer looks like. And personally, it's nice to know that I'm, like, you know, won't necessarily have to go through that if I choose not to. But I know that's a dark fucking thought, isn't it? And what's darker is that there are the times where, you know, suicide's been something that has been serious for me, you know? Like, sometimes it's, you know, just like a joke where it's like, I'm out of milk, you know, should kill myself. But there's been a lot of other times where it's been a lot darker than that and a lot more real than that. And, you know, I've been there, I've done that, I've gotten blood all over the fucking t-shirt. And thankfully, I'm still here. And I don't, like, so I share all of that But like, I don't actually know, as I say, like what advice or help to give anyone else. I've just got like a morbid curiosity for how everything plays out. You know, I'm like, I'm invested in the story now. And like, I don't know, I think, who is it? Albert Camus. He was the one who was like, you know, the only real question in life is whether or not you should kill yourself. And I mean, that's obviously got lots of philosophical implications and shit like that. But that's the thing. It's also like, once you decide like, hey, yeah, you know what? I should probably not do that. Like, that, for me personally, like, I don't know. Like, I've just been through phases. Like, I've read like a lot of like Emil Kuran and like various people who are kind of pro suicide. And, well, not necessarily pro suicide, but also pro the option of suicide and that. And I think there's healthy ways to approach these things, but like, as I keep telling you, like, I don't necessarily have the advice for other people. And I know how those sorts of statements and stuff can also have people maybe going the other way, you know, like the same things that like I've found comfort in, like absurdism, you know, just the absurdity of life and just accepting that and just going with the flow, basically. Like, for me, it's been a long journey of trying a lot of different fucking shit out, a lot of different philosophy, a lot of different psychology, a lot of different conversations with different people. And I don't know, yeah, like, I'm just saying, I don't know where I'm really going with this. Like, I was just frustrated online with all the platitudes, basically, when, you know, I know what the reality of this shit is for me, and I know like there aren't platitudes for it. Like, there just isn't like an easy way to necessarily talk about these things. Like, there's no soft language when it comes to like killing yourself. And I kind of hate like that people do try to soften the language of all of it. It's like, it's fucking real. And, you know, I've had multiple friends take their own lives, and you know, there's so many things you obviously live with after that where you wish you could have done something different, but a lot of the time there just fucking isn't. Like, your brain's a liar sometimes, man. Like, and sometimes you believe the lies and there's nothing anyone could really fucking do about it. At least that's how I feel. And like, I just hope, if yeah, you're someone who has lost someone to it, please know that like, it's not your fault at all. It's definitely, you know, not something you could have prevented. Because the reality is also that a lot of people who do land up, you know, dying by suicide, I'll use that terminology, although I'm not a big fan of it, but yeah, people who do take their own lives are often, the last photos of them are like a day or two before, and they're smiling. Sometimes the last conversations they have with people are positive conversations where they are full of love. And, you know, like, you might not always see it coming. Like, and there's not always something you can fucking do about it. Like, there usually just isn't. And I don't know, I know like a lot of people can harbor a lot of guilt because of it. And I mean, I know for myself, like, it's been a fucking journey as well, you know, just that whole thing of like, oh, I could have called, I could have said something, I could have done something. And it's like, you can't fucking change the past, that's for sure. But also, you don't know what you don't fucking know. And yeah, none of us know what anyone else is going through, you know. Although I guess like, we all know that it's probably like, everyone's probably going through some shit. That being said, like, I don't know, people just act fucking weird about this stuff. Like, in terms of just like I was saying, with the branding shit and with the fucking everyone saying, using the same language and saying the same fucking shit, and it just comes across as empty and like, it doesn't feel real. Like, you like saying like, oh, you know, I deal with depression, cool, that's cool, but what's that like, you know? Like, because maybe someone else is also dealing with depression and doesn't even know that they're depressed. You start talking about it, they go, hey, I feel the same way. Wow. Fuck. Okay. There's someone else out there who feels the way I do, who understands the world, who understands the darkness, who understands, you know, depression and anxiety and all these different things that, you know, people in the modern era seem to go through a lot more than anyone else has before. And Like, I love, like, someone like Maria Bamford so much. Oh my God. The way she talks about, you know, getting put in the crazy bin multiple times and just her experiences with, yeah, you know, going off a bit of deep end, I guess. And I, by the way, I love terminology like that. Like, I really do. Like, I think a lot of the language that we use for this shit can be fun. Because, I mean, it's pretty fucking funny as well sometimes. Like, there's a lot of humor to be had in mental fucking illness. Like, there really is. Holy shit. Like, yo, I visited my friends in hospital. Like, my bipolar friends in hospital sometimes. And, like, yeah, people going through other, you know, psychological breaks and shit. And, yo, there's some stories. There's a lot of just insane fucking shit that happens. And yeah, I do think we should be able to laugh at it. And that's why I really enjoy Maria Bamford being real, but also making fun of it. And there are a few comedians who do that. And that's also the thing. I think, like, you know, that's our job as comedians, is to joke about things. It's to look at the world and reinterpret it and find ways to talk about these things in ways that make people laugh and are relatable and make them feel okay about things, you know? Like, so I guess that's also it. Like, a lot of the time, like, especially with Instagram, like, forward-facing videos, a lot of it's just low fucking effort and just seems to be for clout. And that bugs me. And it also bugs me that so much of, like, self-care and mental health and this and that is often, you know, just fucking consumerist capitalist nonsense. It's just people trying to get you to buy shit, you know, or people trying to get you to think a certain way about them. And yeah, that shit, I don't know, man. I mean, that's just the modern world, I guess. That's just what it's like living in this version of a capitalist fucking economy, this digital fucking panopticon fucking dystopian nightmare that we have going on. So yeah, I ain't got the answers. Like I've said multiple times before, but that's just how I think and feel. And maybe you find that relatable, and maybe I'll find ways to turn this into some comedy. And like, I will eventually. More so, yeah, like, you know, these things are tough to really tackle and talk about, and to do so artistically and comedically, it's a task, but I think I'm up for it. So I guess I know what I'll be doing after this. Just trying to write some suicide jokes. Actually, yo, I used to have so many. Yo, fucking dark shit though, like proper dark shit. But for me, that's something that does help me deal with it. And I know other people can get touched, and some people are like, oh, you don't make jokes about suicide and this and that. And I'm like, I don't know, I've got the scars, like, literally. Like, I think I'm allowed to have some gallows humor about this stuff, you know? Like, kind of fucked up that anyone else thinks that they can tell me about my experience and how I should fucking deal with it. So, yeah. Fuck you if you're one of those people. Even though I get that, hey, yeah, maybe you get triggered by it and blah, 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 blah. But then just don't choose to watch those comedians, including myself. Because I enjoy dark humor as a way to process the world and, you know, to deal with everything. And I think there's quite a few other people who feel the same way. So that's that. Now for the light topics. So as everyone knows, on the weekend Hamas attacked Israel, and there's a lot of varying reports on what actually happened, because propaganda machines never stops, especially in the Western fucking media. But yeah, that's horrific for, you know, so many people. I get that if you're Jewish, and I mean, a lot of Jewish people have a strong connection to Israel, and you know, I get that connection. I get that that's meant to be a safe space for Israelis and for Jewish people. And, you know, like, I understand how people see that. But I also understand that Palestine has been occupied for about 100 years, like since the Balfour Declarations, about 100 years now. And it's just been incrementally, basically being wiped. Like Palestine's just being wiped off the map, like year by year. And it's, you know, the largest open world prison. There's so many things. Like if you actually wanted to take the time to really learn about what's happening in Palestine and Israel, like there's a lot of information. But of course, like I say, the media machine is churning out a lot of things, like the beheading of 40 baby story that was someone said they saw for themselves. A journalist said this, they saw it for themselves, and then fucking Joe Biden fucking says 40 fucking babies having their heads chopped off, blah blah blah. The story gets out there in the media and that, and then the person who originally says it is like, oh no, I was told that. They were first eyewitnesses, but then afterwards, oh no no, I was told that. And so far there hasn't been any proof of this, but there's, you know, quite a bit of evidence of a lot of dead Palestinian babies. But, you know, no one seems to necessarily be as upset about that. And that's clearly because of fucking racism. It's clearly because of Islamophobia. And while, I mean, I obviously understand that anti-Semitism is a very, very real thing and it's something I'm obviously against. And, like, I feel like, you know, like, whenever that shit happens worldwide, yeah, I'm fucking on board. Fuck that shit. Like, oppression and fucking, you know, discrimination are things that I am against as a human being. I think most of us fucking are. And so obviously, like, any sort of anti-Semitism, I am fucking 100% against. This just isn't that. You know, like, obviously there will be anti-Semitic people and people saying anti-Semitic shit. I get that. But this is because, like, this is because of apartheid. This is, like, Hamas is obviously a complicated fucking thing, and there's many ways to view them, but some people will view them as freedom fighters. Obviously, others will view them as terrorists, and I'm not equating them to the ANC here, but I will say that the media also did say that Nelson Mandela was a terrorist, and that the ANC were a terrorist organization. I mean, this is obviously language that is used to paint people in certain lights, and so much of what is happening at the moment, like, you've got to watch the language being used. Like, the way your people in the Israeli government are basically calling for fucking genocide by calling them wild animals and cutting off, you know, the electricity supply, the water supply, the fucking medical supply, not allowing, you know, people to come in and out of Gaza, but then telling them that they have to. All these things, like, are so fucked up and so horrific. But this is shit that's been happening for so fucking long. And here's the thing, right? Like, okay, so I've been making jokes about this shit. Like, that's a controversial thing to say in that way, I guess. But I'll tell you the jokes. It's wild to see geopolitics being discussed by people who just last week thought Al Jazeera was a terrorist organization. These are the same people who think Hamas is what you dip your pizza in. These are the same people who think the Gaza Strip is a pubic hairstyle, and who think that the Balfour Declaration has something to do with cricket. Those are my jokes. Because it has been weird, you know, seeing everyone suddenly having a fucking opinion. And, you know, where have they been for the last fucking, you know, 10 years? Where were they last year? Where, who was the journalist again? I think her name was Shireen. I can't remember her surname now. But the, you know, Palestinian-American journalist who got murdered by a fucking sniper. That was very recent. All the fucking times. Like, there's so many times that, like, it's just immense. Like, the amount of fucking shit that Israel has done to Palestine. But then the way it's framed whenever Palestine responds, or people within Palestine, because Palestine as a whole doesn't fucking respond. Like, they can barely even have a fucking government. Like, they're not allowed to, basically. Jesus, it's like, the way Palestinians are treated on their own land, that's their land, like, is horrific. It's fucking, it's insane that the world allows it to continue to happen. But Israel is a political tool for the West. They are a militarized outpost in a very key strategic location. And it's basically been the role of Israel for the West since the Balfour Declaration. And it's why there's been so many wars against Israel in that, for that very reason. Because countries like Egypt and that, you know, in the past saw like what was happening. And yeah, just the eradication of the Palestinian people over the last 100 years, basically. It's something, that's the thing. Like, so as I was saying, like, you know, it's something that I actually have read into and been, I've been pro-Palestine for most of my adult life, and it's fucked up that I can even say that. Like, you shouldn't be able to be. Like, you shouldn't have to support an oppressed people for so long. And I mean, I say support oppressed people, but like, you know, what do I really do? Like, I share some posts sometimes and I try not to buy Israeli products. Like, I don't support Puma because they've got factories in, you know, settled land. And, you know, just small things like that. You know, that is, I mean, that's kind of what is asked for with BDS. It's the same stuff that happened in the 70s and 80s with South Africa. And once again, the media then, you know, was calling the people in South Africa who wanted freedom the bad guys. Like, you know, the apartheid governments were the good guys until people on the ground changed that, until protests, until, you know, like, there was a lot, like, there was a lot of intentional courting of media and music and culture from South African resistance, and that went a long way to change things. Like, it really did. So that is the thing, like, with this, you gotta see, like, I mean, I don't know if you do see it, like, but I see that Israel and the West have clear agendas here and have the budgets and media power to really, you know, lie, to just create these narratives that just aren't fucking true. Like we've seen with the 40 beheaded babies that I see people freaking the fuck out about, but there's no proof. Yet, like I said, there's proof. There's lots of proof of fucking dead Palestinian fucking children. Like, it's, you, there's fucking, like, from legitimate news sources as well. But yeah, it's Islamophobia and it's fucking racism that people don't see the life of a Palestinian person as being the same as the life as an Israeli person. Like, that's the thing, we are all fundamentally human. We're all have the same intrinsic fucking value. That's not determined by your race or your fucking religion or where you're born or anything like that. But unfortunately, no, it actually fucking does. Like, that matters to this fucking society, and the optics of everything are why brown people are fucking murdered on fucking mass, and everyone cheers along and says, oh yeah, they deserve it, you know, like, but when brown people kill white people because white people have been a fucking pressing them, then it's like, oh no, these savages, you know. So yeah, fuck, I don't know, I guess, like, I don't know, was anything new there to you? Did you learn anything there? I think, yeah, like, I don't know. Like, I know I lost followers online and I didn't even share that much. And, like, I don't know. I hope you're cool enough that, like, we can even talk about this. You know, I would like to actually engage with people who think differently or see things differently or engaging with, you know, different aspects of it. Like, I really do, because I do feel like a lot of us are talking past each other at the moment. But I also know, you know, fucking, you know, shit's tense. I get it. I get it. A lot of people are really emotional. A lot of people, that's also a thing. I understand if you're Jewish, you probably have lost people. Like, you know, there's probably people you know who got killed, who got murdered. Like, and I'm sorry, that's horrific. I know, like, that is fucking terrible. And the same thing is happening to Palestinians and has been happening to them for a long time. And no one, like, really seems to give a fuck. So, yeah, I don't know. I hope it could actually create empathy. I hope that's also the thing. Like, I am just hoping that, like, this is something that there's more and more groundswell and there's more and more people who are taking the time to understand what's happening. And not saying, once again, the bullshit fucking platitudes of, like, oh, you can do this and you can do that. You can, you know, condemn Hamas and also believe in this and blah, 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 blah. And it's like, sure, you can, but, like, that seems like a very myopic analysis, to be completely honest with you. And, like, there's clear fucking right and wrong. Right. Maybe I'm wrong. But yeah, how we see what's right and wrong is often shaped by our circumstances. Morality isn't actually fixed, and also, yeah, we don't all have the same access to information and the same framework, and we all do come from, yeah, different fucking places. And it sucks that sometimes you can't see things for what they truly are because of how close you can be to them sometimes. Like, I'm once again just thinking back to apartheid South Africa. You know, there's a lot of people who, a lot of white parents, you know, who felt like it was justified, who were, because of propaganda, because of, you know, fucking cultural pressure and just programming of people, you know, through propaganda, through fucking oppression, laws, all these different things. You know, you can get reasonably good people to think some pretty fucked up shit and to agree with some pretty fucked up shit. So, yeah. I don't know, man. Like, my politics are very fucking simple. Like I think I said earlier, I'm against oppression. I'm against discrimination. And I think that's not a controversial thing. It's just who's being oppressed and who's being discriminated against. You know, some people don't necessarily see that the same way, which is fucked up, because that is a fucking tactic of oppressors, is to make themselves look like the oppressed. It's a bully tactic, you know? Like, as soon as you fucking hit a bully back, they'll go and run and tell the teacher. Like, that's essentially it. Okay, so that's geopolitics and mental health with Bob. Perfect. Things I'm definitely super qualified to speak on. But I don't know, man. Like, that's also the thing. Like, this is my platform. This is the way I choose to engage with things. I don't want to just post little infographics on Instagram that tell, like, half the fucking story, or not even half the story. And, like, yeah. And it's also, that's, you know, like, often, like, how we speak past each other. Because, like, I'll see, like, yeah, my Jewish friends posting pro-Israel stuff, and then I'll see a lot of other people posting pro-Palestine stuff. And, like, I don't think people are really necessarily talking to each other. You know, it's just, like, saying, like, hey, like, did you see this? How can you, you know, agree with this? And it's like, oh, did you see this? How could you agree with this? You know? But then no one's actually saying, well, I agree with that because of this. yeah, I'm going to head out now. I don't really feel like it's right to promote Patreon stuff on an episode like this, so you already know that whole deal. Yeah, anyway, I will catch you on the flip side.